So you want to know how to deal with money challenges while growing a business online? This is the podcast for you. You know, when I started my journey in this online business, I was having only 500 rupees in my bank account. My wife was pregnant and I actually pawned her gold jewelry to invest that money into courses. And because of that investment, I was able to like learn so many things and then start off a business. So in today's podcast, I just want to tell you that there are different ways to look at it. I'm going to be diving into six core areas of how to deal with money challenges, because let's face it, money challenges are going to be there for everyone at some stage in their life, okay? And every single successful business owner, if you ask me, has gone through challenges of money, whether it be raising money for their business or coming up with a seed capital or maybe expansion, money for expansion, or even money to just get started, you know? So money challenges are always going to be there. And the whole purpose of this podcast is to break through some of those limiting beliefs that we may have, so that you can not look at this as a challenge, but look at this as an opportunity for you to get more creative and to make things happen for yourself. Okay, so I'm going to break it down into six areas. Okay, and the first area is to understand the root cause on why you are having a money challenge. Okay, so most people who have challenges with money, it could come from two or three areas of the root cause, okay? So let's understand. So the first root cause is your relationship with money. Maybe you have a particular ideology about how money is. Maybe when you were growing up, your parents or somebody would have told you, you know what, money is not good. Money is the root of all evil. Money is this, money is that. You should not be greedy. You should not be doing this. All of these actually add up, because once you grow up, and you're grown up right now, you're probably listening to this podcast and you're thinking, why is that money not coming into my life? And for all you know, those seeds that have been planted while you were young is what is manifesting into your life right now. So somebody would have told you that money is the root of all evil or something like that. So at a subconscious level, you have actually put a barrier between yourself and money. And even if it comes to you, you may not have it for a long time. So the first thing is you need to understand the root cause. Okay, the first part of root cause is understanding your upbringing and your programming about money, because everybody has a money blueprint. Inside the mind, there's a money blueprint. Each one of us have a blueprint. And the beauty is that the blueprint can be changed. Okay, it can be changed. And that's why when people, anybody comes through my course, if anybody buys my Freedom Bundle course, the first thing I do is work on their operating system, okay? Because you cannot install new programs of prosperity on an operating system that's outdated and that has viruses on it, okay? So that's what I do first, is to change the money blueprint. Now, the other reason why you may not have money in your life right now is mismanagement of money, or poor management of money, or maybe succumbing to temptation. You just go and buy that stuff, whatever you want, or you're just too tight-fisted with money and you do not know what to do with it, or you feel you're too spiritual for money and you feel like, you know, money is, I'm beyond money and stuff like that. But you know what, even for charities and temples and mosques and churches, you need money to actually run the show, right? So money is just a form of energy, okay? So you need to think about how you're managing your money. And the other reason why you may not be having money, or you may be having money challenges, is because you're just comfortable, okay? What I mean by that is you just want to be in your comfort zone. You're just probably in a job, or you don't want to, you know, start something new that can create additional revenue streams for yourself, okay? So money is just an idea. And if you look at the paper money, I'm just looking at, let me just open my wallet right now, yeah? And I'm just holding a piece of, like, a note in my hands as I speak this, okay? Can you hear that? This is just paper, okay? This is just paper money. And paper money doesn't mean anything. If you actually think about it, yes, we use this for transaction, but it is after all paper. And if you look at the original way of how things were, money was based, the notes were being printed based on the gold standard of how much of gold was there in a particular nation. But today, the whole economy has changed. So coming back to the main point over here is that money is an idea, okay? And the reason why you do not have money is due to these three reasons. The first reason is your negative programming in your childhood days. Second is poor mismanagement of money currently. And third is you're not, you know, finding out creative ways to generate that money for yourself, okay? Let's come to the second part, which is more to do with habits, okay? And how can you deal with your money challenges is to start simplifying your life and to follow a few simple habits of money management. Now, I've gone through T. Harv Eker's Millionaire Mind Intensive, and he gives a beautiful jar principle where, you know, beautiful way to divide your money into six different buckets. And I've also learned from my mentor, Vic, where he talks about a formula called the TWCGO formula. And from an online business perspective, I really love this money management system, which is awesome, okay? So how do you manage your money? Especially if you're going to be building a business online, how do you really manage it in following a few simple habits? So the first thing is you need to have a business account, a current account where you can bring in money. So whatever money that I make comes into one receivable account, which is my main business account. Now from that account, I split the money into five areas. There's T, W, C, G, and O. T is tax. So 20% of whatever I make flat goes into a separate bank account. In fact, I have five different bank accounts besides my main current account for running my business. Okay. So from there, it goes into the tax account. 20% for tax. W is wealth account. 20% for wealth. Okay. C for charity. 10% can go towards charity. Now, these numbers you can change, but you can change the percentages slightly. But when it comes to charity and wealth, it has to be minimum 10% that you set aside where you do not touch that money. Okay. So we have TWC. G is general. General for your home, for your household, for paying your bills, for buying the milk, for buying the bread, for all the other stuff that you're doing will come under G. And maybe you can keep around 30% for G, okay? And we have the remaining 20% can be for O is your operations, business operations, for you to actually, you know, pay for your tools, pay for your advertising, for your marketing, and all the other stuff that you're doing. So in essence, this is just the basic structure, TWCGO, T 20%, W 20%, charity 10%, then G 30%, and O is 20%. So this is just the rough structure over here, and you can always change it based on your inflow, how much it was there, okay? And the best part is once you're starting to make more and more money, the G component will start to go lesser and lesser and lesser, and you can start reinvesting or moving those ratios more towards wealth creation and more towards your operations and expanding your business and scaling your business, okay? So the second way to deal with your money challenges right now is by inculcating a few simple habits to manage your money better. And there's a really good course by my mentor who explains this more in detail. You can go to this website, sids.co, sids.co/wealthy, W-E-A-L-T-H-Y. Okay, it's a free course. Go and check it out. And you'll actually learn about the money management system for you to be able to implement the TWCGO formula in your current situation. Okay, and for each area, he goes in depth and it gives you an idea on how to manage your money. Okay, so it's not just about making money, it's about managing money. Now, the third way to deal with your money challenges while growing your online business is by getting a mentor, by going through a mentorship program. Okay, and it's in one way, a mentor is going to be like your accountability partner. So you find out who's the one person that you resonate with and you want to surrender to and do exactly what he says. Because the beauty about having a mentor is that you can stop thinking from your brains and you can start doing based on what your mentor says. That is the whole purpose of having a mentor or a coach or somebody who can guide you step by step. So if you can just find a mentor or a money coach or a money management or a financial coach or somebody who really cares for you, not to just push you products and, you know, different kinds of things, find somebody who really cares for you and you have a rapport with, and find a mentor. That's the third thing. If you want to deal with your money challenges, number three is find a mentor. Number four, be a part of a bigger community, okay? Right now, the Internet Lifestyle Hub is an amazing community. We have thousands of people right now who are going through the different courses, and we have meetup groups all over India, and people are actually able to find accountability partners in different parts of India to support each other. So it doesn't have to be just this, but if you're able to be a part of a community, you know, where you can find like-minded people who are good with managing money, then it's automatically going to help you deal with the money issues, okay? So point number four is be a part of some community or the other. Okay, number five is marketing. You have to be good at marketing and selling, okay? The whole aspect of money, if you look at money, is just a form of energy. And money is just the medium of transaction. So suppose you're giving value to somebody, it is a medium for the value exchange to happen. That's it. So if you're able to create that much of value, if you're able to create products and services, so once you actually come into my coaching system, you'd understand on how I teach you, or how I teach people, create their own digital products, create their own courses, where they're able to sell these digital courses by mastering the game of marketing. Because once you are good at selling and marketing, okay, you will have control over your own finances. Okay, you will have control over your own economy. I mean, that's the word I was looking for. Finances is more about managing the money, but you will have control over your own economy. So right now for me, every month is a very predictable month. Like in the sense, if I know there are 100 people in the webinar, I'm going to be making, you know, 1 lakh from it. That's like $1,500 from one webinar if there are 100 people in the webinar. It's a very predictable business. Okay, and once you get good at marketing and selling, and once you start growing those skills, you will be in a much better position to generate that money and generate that cash flow for yourself, where you don't really have to have any more money challenges in your life. Okay, it's only when you're not moving and when you're not doing stuff that you go into a state of, you know, state of inertia. Like there's absolutely no movement. Okay. Fine. Number six is how to deal with money challenges while growing an online business. Is number six is you need to be good at investing your money and multiplying your money. Okay. Now, what do I mean by investing your money? You can invest your money into different kinds of asset classes. Find a good advisor who can help you with this. In my case, I invest my money into multiple areas. So I do have a portfolio manager for mutual funds, and I don't even look at it. And I'm not going to look at whatever investments I make for the next 10 years or the next 15 years. I'm only looking at long-term investing. Okay, I'm not a day trader. I don't get into stock trading and doing things on a daily basis. I find an expert. I ask him to manage it. And then I look at it only for 10. I just forget about it for 10, 15 years. Next is you can invest in gold. Gold and silver are great investments, which are great for you to even liquidate whenever you want. Even diamonds is a great form of investment. Of course, diamonds do not have like such a big variation in price. It's been kind of consistent over the years. Gold is something that really goes up and down. But invest in these kinds of asset classes, okay? Then what else do I invest in? I do invest. I also consider investing in my email list as also one of the asset classes, because I spend a lot of money in marketing. I allocate at least 2 or 3 lakhs per month at this point, as I'm speaking to you in this podcast, to generating my, investing in leads, because the leads are the lifeline of my business, okay? And the more and more I keep, you know, putting into it, that's going to compound and help me grow my business. So even investing in your tools, investing in your, advertising on your Facebook generation, lead generation is a form of, building assets. You know, you're actually building digital assets. So you can also invest in yourself. I'm talking about invest in your education. Invest in your education. Buy the right courses. Now, once you're in my coaching system, I'll be actually guiding you on what to buy, what not to buy, and where you just have the right information to take the right action. Okay? But in my case, even now, I do buy courses, I do attend events, I do invest in my personal learning. Because if you're not investing in your personal learning, then you are not going to grow. Okay, as T. Harv Eker says, if you're not growing, you are dying. You have to constantly keep reinventing yourself every month, every 2 months, every 3 months. Keep adding new tools to your skill sets, to your toolbox. And that way you'll be able to use that to expand your knowledge, expand your income, and expand your impact as well. Okay, so here are the six ways on how to deal with money challenges while growing your online business. Just to recap, first is identify the root cause. Okay, second step is develop simple money management habits. Step three, get a mentor and surrender to a mentor and follow that mentor, whatever he says. Stop using your brains. Step number four, be a part of a community, because your environment is stronger than your willpower. And if you're surrounding yourself by people who are actually rich, who are able to manage their money well, who are making smart investments, you will automatically get into it like a fish getting into water. Okay, your environment is stronger than your willpower. Number five is become good at marketing and sales, because once you are able to sell an idea, once you're able to sell your concepts, once you're able to sell your products, you'll have control over your own economy. And finally, the best way to deal with your money challenges is to keep investing back into things that can expand and grow, be it the markets, be it gold, silver, invest in your tools, invest in digital assets that can help you multiply your money. Okay, so these are the 6 points. I hope this has given you clarity right now. And just to sum up, I want to say that if you have the mindset of a business owner, you will always find ways to get money to grow your business. Okay? Because you're always thinking in terms of investing for growing your business in the future. But if you're having the mindset of an employee, you'll start to look at this whole game just as how I'm losing money, or money is just an expense, and there is no way that you can get out of this trap. Okay? In fact, you'll be so tight-fisted that you won't make any decisions and you'll be stuck. And the simple thing, you know, this quote that says, right, you cannot do the same things in your life and freaking expect different results in your life. You have to make those changes. You have to start moving. You have to put yourself outside your comfort zone for you to really make this happen. So if you're somebody who is right now struggling with money, the only reason you're struggling with money is because of your thinking. Because you got yourself in this situation. And the only way for you to get out of the situation is to change your thinking and follow these 6 steps and to make things happen for yourself, okay? And if you want to learn more about this, I would highly recommend that you hop into one of my webinars by going to sidz.co, sidz.co/freedom. If you truly want to live a lifestyle of freedom, come and meet me live, okay? I do these live webinars every week, and I'm going to be showing you my system that I've actually built literally from the scratch to touching over $100,000 in revenue sales within a span of 9 months selling digital courses and online coaching systems, okay? So if you want to learn that, and if you want to learn how to build a business without any office, without any employees, completely, which is a personal branded business that is super profitable, then I want to see you in my webinar, okay? So the link again is sidz.co/freedom. I will see you in there. And if you found this podcast useful, and if you're listening to it on my blog, just type in the comments below on what were your biggest takeaways from this. And if you have tuned in, if you're listening to it on iTunes or in any other place online, especially iTunes, if you're there, I would highly recommend that you just give a review on iTunes, on my podcast, if you found this useful, okay? Keep watching on for more of my episodes. I'm going to be coming out with some really powerful concepts that can help you live a better and prosperous life, because I'm on a mission to help 100,000 people live a lifestyle of freedom, leveraging the power of the internet. Siddharth Rajshekar here, signing off. Cheers, God bless, and have an awesome day. Bye-bye.